Welcome to you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are engaging with this, and whether you're watching on video or listening on the podcast, welcome to our Sunday worship for Sunday, the 26th of September, as we celebrate Harvest Thanksgiving. Let us worship God.
Let us pray. Lord God, Creator of all, open our eyes to beauty, open our minds to wonder, open our ears to others, open our hearts to you. This is your garden, Creator God, a thing of beauty beyond understanding, a poem that is being written, not in words, but in the turning of the planet, in colours, in the wind's whisper, in the soaring bird, in the flower's petal, in the fruit's sweetness, in the gentle rain, and in the sunlight's warmth. This is your garden, Creator God, a thing of beauty beyond understanding. And this is your sea, Creator God, a thing of beauty beyond understanding, from the sparkling surface to the inky depths, from the gentle ripples to the crashing waves, from the tiny plankton to the mighty whale, the poem is still being written. For this is your sea, a thing of beauty beyond understanding. Creator God, in your garden and in your sea, you provide for all of our needs. forgive our moments of ingratitude, the spiritual blindness that prevents us from appreciating the wonder that is this world, the endless cycle of nature, of life and death and rebirth. Forgive us for taking without giving, for reaping without sowing. Forgive us who have so much, yet waste what you have given, while others are in need. Open our eyes to see, our hands to share, our lips to praise. May our feet tread lightly on the path, and may our footsteps be worthy of following, for they lead to you. Amen.
As we come to the end of our journey with the wee book of James on this, our Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to recap on a few verses that we did also hear last week from the end of chapter 3, and then two short sections from chapter 5. So from James 3, from verse 17, the wisdom from above is pure, first of all. It is also peaceful, gentle and friendly. It is full of compassion and produces a harvest of good deeds. It is free from prejudice and hypocrisy, and goodness is the harvest that is produced from the seeds the peacemakers plant in peace. And then from chapter 5 at verse 7. Be patient then, my brothers, until the Lord comes. See how patient a farmer is as he waits for the land to produce precious crops. He waits patiently for the autumn and spring rains. You also must be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord is coming near. And then at verse 13. Is anyone among you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? He should sing praises. Is there anyone who is ill? He should send for the church elders who will pray for him and rub olive oil on him in the name of the Lord. This prayer, made in faith, will heal the sick person. The Lord will restore him to health, and the sins he has committed will be forgiven. So then, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you will be healed. The prayer of a good person has a powerful effect. Amen. And may God bless these words to us this day. And these words from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, reading from verse 30. Words from Jesus, who said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like?" asked Jesus. "What parable shall we use to explain it?" "It is like this. A man takes a mustard seed, the smallest seed in the world, and plants it in the ground. After a while, it grows up and becomes the biggest of all plants. It puts out such large branches that the birds come and make their nests in its shade." Amen. Thank you. Sir Clive Sinclair, who brought the computer into the home, died recently, and the news of his death reminded me that in the early 1980s I had enjoyed playing around with a Sinclair ZX81. It had 1 kilobyte of memory, and it was really quite incredible how much you could do with it. There was a separate 16K module which could be attached to the back, and it would often fall off and cause everything to crash, but a wee bit of sticky tape helped to hold it all together. Quite a thought that, what, 40 years ago, 1 kilobyte, 16 kilobytes, and we thought, wow, all this capacity that could do some incredible things. And so really quite a thought when we think that the smartphones that many carry around in their pockets have so many more times the capacity. This here has got 256,000 times the capacity, 256 million times the capacity of that first computer that I played around with. But you know, if it hadn't been for that 1 kilobyte computer, would there ever have been the more powerful ones? From little things, bigger things emerge and grow. Little things matter. And if you disagree, you've never shared a room with a mosquito. Having shared that thought recently on social media and invited others to comment with their little things matter quotes, somebody came up with this. I wonder if you know where it's from. A worm can roll a stone. A bee can sting a bear. A fly can fly around Versailles, 'cause flies don't care. A sparrow in a hut can make a happy home. A flea can bite the bottom of the Pope in Rome. Do you know where it's from? It's from a song, Little People, in Les Miserables. Little things matter. Someone once said, there are many things that seem impossible so long as one does not attempt them. It was Andy Warhol who told the world, you need to let the little things that would ordinarily bore you suddenly thrill you. And it was George Bernard Shaw who said, you see things and you say, why? But I dream things that never were, and I say, why not? Little things matter. And on this, our Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday, we want to do some little things that are really of huge significance. We want to take time to give thanks, time for gratitude, time to be grateful for all those wonderful gifts around us, for the beauty of the earth, the wonder of all that nature produces for us to enjoy. As we approach COP26, international gathering of people of influence, decision makers, having to face the big decisions about climate change, climate justice. In a recent United Nations comment, it was said, despite all the promises to take action, the world is still on course to heat up to dangerous levels. We need to take time to consider our impact upon planet Earth. And maybe that begins with some of the little things. I was at a meeting recently, in a real meeting in the village hall in Loch Allen, gathering together some people who were beginning to think about climate change and what that might mean in small rural communities. And there was a comment made that, you know, what can we do that makes a difference? And yet the reality is that all the little things that we can do make such a difference to care for our world. So what little things might we do? We might take time to check out what can be recycled, what goes in the blue bin, to think on the things that aren't going there, but there might be another outlet for print cartridges, for all sorts of different things, different plastics that we need to reduce the use of and the waste from. The little things matter. The little gestures of kindness that we make in making a gift to Loch Arbour Food Bank makes a difference and recognises the injustice, the poverty that many people find themselves in through no fault of their own. We can take time to talk to someone. The little things matter. And God has always specialised in taking the little things, the insignificant things, and making them mighty. We were thinking a few weeks ago of the kings of Israel and Judah. We spent some time with the story of David, the little shepherd boy, the insignificant brother, and yet he was the one that God had in mind to become a king. And in the story of David and Goliath, little David against great big Goliath took a little stone and was able to win the battle. Gideon, the least of his family, the youngest, the smallest, the least respected, and yet he was the one that God chose to put in charge of a little army, just 300, that would defeat the Midianites. Joseph, another youngest brother, was the one that God chose to save not just his own family, but his entire country. Joseph, one kid, one little guy that God used to do big things and would change the history of Israel, his people, forever. Little things matter. Jesus spoke of the tiniest of seeds that grow into something big. And James, very probably James, Jesus' younger brother, would have been hugely influenced by the things that he heard Jesus speaking of. And he picks up on this harvest theme. And these words, we did hear them last week, but they're worth repeating, for they speak so well into the harvest theme. As James brings the very practical things that he's been talking about, the things that we say, the things that we do, and he likens them to a harvest of good things, of good fruit. Jesus had chosen a wee band of 12 ordinary guys, and he entrusted to them the mission of sharing the good news of God. He shared it with them as he shares it with us as that mission continues in this generation. It may take time as the farmer waits patiently for the seed to grow. The church waits patiently for the harvest of the good things of God. The harvest of the little things in us can make a huge difference. Over the last few weeks, we have been thinking about how James brings very practical ideas to Christian living. And yet he ends his letter on a note of prayer. And there'll be some who say, oh, it's all very well to say your prayers, but are you doing anything? And yet James does end on that note of prayer. We bring our prayers of thankfulness, our gratitude. And in so much of the modern writing about mindfulness and meditation reminds us of what the Christian church has spoken about for millennia. Gratitude is something that's good for us, for our souls, for our being, for our spirit. James speaks of praying for one another. We all come with different experiences. James says if someone is sad, he should pray. If someone is joyful, they should sing praises. If someone is ill, they should ask others in the church to pray for them. We all come with different experience. And together, we support one another in our prayers. It's one thing we can do. When the problems of the world seem so immense, what can we do to address climate change? Well, you know, one thing we can do is to pray. To pray for those who will gather in Glasgow at the beginning of November. To pray for people of influence and power. And to pray for those who are suffering. To pray for those who live with the effects of global warming. In James's time, a very different view about illness and healing. But nonetheless, we pray for the healing of the earth. We pray in our little ways that our world might be an even better place, not just for ourselves, but for future generations. There's a harvest worth cultivating. And you know, if along the way we do some things that don't work out, we've tried. I began talking about Clive Sinclair, Sir Clive Sinclair. He brought to us the home computer, ZX81, Spectrum, and many others. He's also remembered for the C5, the wee car that really didn't catch on. Maybe we also have to take the risks to do the things that might not make a difference. But if we don't try, we'll never know. The little things that you and I can do can make a huge difference. When we offer them to our neighbour, to our world, to our God, may God bless us this harvest time. Amen.
Let us pray. Creator God, for daily bread, and for all who work on land or sea to bring your harvest home and food to our tables. We bring our thanks today. We remember those caring for livestock, those tending crops, fishermen, those who transport or process food, and those who work in retail outlets. We thank you for all the other ways that you provide for us, for shelter, family, friends, health care, education, safety. We pray for all who do not have what we consider the basics of life. For those whose harvest is poor, whose crops have withered, whose water is tainted, whose children starve. For those without access to health care and education. For those who live continually in fear or worry. We pray for those known to us, either personally or via the media, who are in any type of need. We pray for political decision makers and leaders. Give them courage and insight to develop policies and systems that support the flourishing of all, so that even in challenging times, no one goes hungry or lacks the basis for life, that everyone has dignity. Teach us to be faithful stewards, sharing the earth's resources for the good of all, that all might share from your garden and your sea, and all might sing your praise. Amen.
With our prayers, we bring our many gifts. Gifts for the food bank, gifts for the church, our gifts of time, the gifts of our abilities. We come, gracious God, different, diverse, dispersed, but united in our search for you and your love. We come, gracious God, offering our tokens in thankfulness for the harvest and as signs of our commitment to your message, mission, and your church. Though what we give may be different, join them together as one whole, as we are united to do your work. And we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout of joy, for the Lord is King. Let the deep waters of the sea resound. Let every mountain, every hill sing out. Let all the fields make a joyful sound, for the Lord is King. Mighty river, barren desert, howling wind and stormy weather, every canyon, every valley, sing your praise and give him glory. Nature proclaims the glory of our God. Nature proclaims his name. Let all creation sing before the Lord, and every nation of the earth rejoice. Let all the trees lift a shout.
Now go in peace, be joyful always, and know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love and those you should love, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.